This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
One of the things you look at with the Ravens is because they amass all these picks and because they've played the comp game, you know, better than anybody else in the NFL, is you have options. So if you absolutely fall in love with one of those edge rushers, yeah, they have the ammunition to do it. I just don't necessarily think you have to. I think there's a lot of depth along the defensive front, not just edge rushers, but D tackles. If they want to be patient, I think one comes to them.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for the Bobster today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. Coming up next at 12:15, we'll check in on the stock market, answer some questions in the world of sports as well with Nolan. But right now, we're getting you some news from the Nest. You just heard from Daniel Jeremiah, who was on a conference call yesterday with myself and a lot of other NFL media around the league. And there he is talking about why he believes that the Ravens can stay put on the back end of the draft and still get their guy. It's a loaded draft on the defensive line, interior and outside. How do you feel about the Ravens staying put, Vinny?
Well, because there's a lot of depth at the position of need. Here's the thing is, you know, I mean, a lot of people say there's a lot of depth, okay? But what do you like? What fits for you? So is there a lot of depth on Eric's board? Because that's all that matters to the Ravens is the Ravens board. All right, let's just say, Cordell, that they don't have as much depth. Or the run starts early on the pass rushers. Let's say the run starts at 2 or 1. You know, and they start to go, you know, like quarterbacks last year, like 6 in the first 14. And then it's down to like maybe there's 1 or 2 guys that you really like. Then that kind of dictates for you to go up. But if they keep continuing to fall, you know, I mean, that's like when I'd be sitting there, you know, and like somebody would take a medical guy that was off your board. I mean, you're jumping up and down because then another guy drops to you, you know, or, you know, they take a position, you know, that say you have a quarterback and all quarterbacks are going, yes, that keeps pushing people down. You know, I mean, that's how you're following it when you're picking that late, because when you're picking that late, which we did all the time in San Fran, you're reacting. Because you can't dictate, because you're reacting to what other people do, unless you're going to go. You know, in 1 year, Cordell, we went from, with the year we won the Super Bowl, we went to 10 and took J.J. Stokes. You know, so because we identified him, we wanted a big X receiver, and he was the best receiver in the draft, in our opinion. We went up, you know, and took him. So only if they have to. You know, to go get a guy. Because I think at 27, they need to go, they need a starter. whether it be pass rusher, whether it be corner, whether it be right tackle. They need a, or safety. They need a starter to come in and play for them right away. And, I mean, Cordell, when you got a team like theirs, a roster like theirs, 11 dudes ain't making your team.
Right.
You know, so either what you do in that case is you either trade up or you trade out and get next year's picks. But if it's not a good draft, you know, your fours through sevens, people are trying to do the same thing you're doing is to get next year's picks.
Ravens right now with 11 draft picks going into this year's draft. We heard Daniel Jeremiah say he doesn't think that they need to trade up to get a pass rusher or somebody for the D-line. But what about an offensive tackle?
Maybe an offensive tackle, depending on what happens with Ronnie Stanley. You know, if Ronnie Stanley were to depart in free agency and, you know, say it's a Simmons or someone like that that they really like and have a high grade on, there's not a lot of depth of starting tackle caliber players in this draft. So that would be more in line with my thinking there.
So would you be all right with them moving up for a tackle now?
Yeah. Well, if he could, I mean, Cordell, if he could play left tackle and come in and start right away, I don't have a problem with that. And here's the reason why is then I keep Rosengarten at right and he stays at right. Mm-hmm. And then I pretty much my whole O-line is pretty well set. And instead of paying Ronnie 25, I've got a young guy in the clock. I got 5 years on that clock. So I've got a good offensive line. And the other thing is my quarterback, you got to protect my quarterback and helps my run game, you know, who I'm going to have for a couple more years too. So I don't have a problem either. If they went pass rusher or O tackle, I got no problem, you know, doing that and moving up for an offensive tackle, especially if George Warhop and Eric and them and Harbs, they say that plug and play. Then and Munkin, I'm all for that.
Real quick, I know we've talked a lot about Ronnie Stanley and his future probably not being here in Baltimore. What are your thoughts on Mekari? Because that would be, we already expect Voorhees to kind of slot back into that left guard spot, leaving that right guard. Well, you got Faalele there, I guess. But what are your thoughts on Mekari? Is because you have these guys like Voorhees, are you willing to let him walk as well?
Well, I'd be willing. If I signed Mekari, I'm going to put him at right tackle. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do with him. That's one where, Cordell, I think he could get outpriced because played pretty good. He can play all five spots. I think somebody's going to pay him, and they're going to pay him more than the Ravens want to. That's why I don't really include Mekari in any of this stuff, because I think he's going to get paid. Because what did they just say? There's not a lot of depth
in
the offensive line. And he can play center for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You too.
It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, getting you some news from the Nets. We're playing some audio from Daniel Jeremiah's Zoom call yesterday with the NFL media. Let's hear more from him as he talks about this draft being filled with starter caliber players.
I'm excited about this draft. It's a starter's draft is how I would phrase it. Going through and watching all these guys for the combine and talking to a bunch of people around the league. Some positions maybe don't have that superstar that we have had in years past, but we do have a boatload of starters, particularly the defensive line, a bunch of really, really good players.
Yeah, I don't see the Ravens taking a D lineman early. Although, do they need some depth? Absolutely, because Pierce is probably gone, and who else would be?
Urban.
Urban would be gone. Yeah, those two would be gone. So yeah, they need some depth there, but not taking them. You know, I mean, at 27. That would be a luxury pick to take there because I got Travis Jones and Matabike who are studs, and I'm going to have to pay Travis Jones. So, or I'm going to draft a guy to replace Travis Jones if he's going to get paid too much money. But I would much prefer pass rusher, tackle, or corner if I'm, at 27.
Let's hear one more from Daniel Jeremiah as he talks about the running back depth in this year's class.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to figure out when the run's going to go. And just to be totally honest, everybody, I kind of wanted to have some fun with that, too, with Ashton Jeanty in a scenario where he can kind of fall down a little bit. Ashton Jeanty is my third player in the draft, so I am a huge believer in his. I think he is extremely high floor to go along with an extremely high ceiling, I think he's a special, special player. That the interesting part is, and just a lot of this comes from talking to people around the league, is because of the depth of the class, and it's really good. Man, if you have multiple needs, maybe you could see a scenario where teams are going to punt on running backs early, and then just know that I still got some options there on day two.
I mean, I look at running back as like a sneaky need the back end, because obviously Derrick Henry's great, and he'll be back next year. We're expecting Keaton to kind of look more like himself next year after being a year removed from the injury. But they drafted Rasheen Ali last year, and I mean, not a whole lot there. I know Justice Hill is still there. I like Justice Hill a lot. He does everything for them. But I wouldn't be opposed to them snagging a running back on the back end of this draft if it's somebody they feel like can plug and play, even if it's a special teamer.
Yeah, I got no problem with that, because right now your kick returners are going to be Keaton and Justice, I would think. But here's the way I would look at it too, Cordell. If, here's the way it may go. You're in the fourth round, and you got a running back you like, and you've got this other position you like. All right, well, we need this other position more than we need a running back. Because if you're, let's say it's a defensive player. I mean, if you're Zach Orr, what I'd be saying if I'm saying, hey, Eric, that running back, is he going to make your team? you know, where this guy is going to come in and help us. Right. All right, let's look running back in a fifth round. All right, then we get to the fifth round. Well, there's a kicker there that we like, you know, all right, let's look at sixth round. I mean, that's kind of how it goes, is because is a running back really going to make it? You know, that's the thing. Like, we had a situation in San Fran 1 year, in 94. It was the fourth round. We like two linebackers, Anthony Peterson, who was from Notre Dame, who I had recruited, and then Lee Woodall, who was from Kutztown. You know, and I remember Carmen or whoever asking me, said, because we're in the fifth and we liked it. We had them both rated. Who's got a better chance to be there in the sixth? I said, well, not the Notre Dame guy, probably more so the Kutztown. So we, all right, well, let's take the Notre Dame guy. And then in the sixth, we got the Kutztown guy, and the Kutztown guy ended up being starter and all pro for us.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, you know, with the Ravens, they Keaton Mitchell went undrafted. Yep. We know these guys really scout these guys, these running backs that may not get drafted, these undrafted guys. They find the gem, at least in their mind. They feel like they trust their scouting department enough to be able to find a guy, even if they don't use a draft pick.
Well, a lot of times, too, Cordell, is like that you're going to sign the undrafted free agents that – you still have draft grades on. I mean, those are the ones you're going to pay and the ones to really go get. So who knows? Who's not to say that they didn't have a sixth or a seventh round draft pick on Keaton Mitchell? And then it's like, man, we got to go, because we like this guy and we thought he was draftable for us. Let's go get him.
Coming up next on Vinny and Haney, we'll play a little buy or sell. We'll check in on the stock market, bring in Nolan McGraw, answer some questions in the world of sports with him as well. That's next here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.